A new lawsuit in the state of Delaware claims the Dewey Beach Police Force condones brutal behavior by officers that led to Keith Robinson's fatal shooting in March of 2022. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the filing by Robinson's mother claims his death was inevitable.
Robinson was at the popular Starboard Bar with a gun and ran off when officers confronted him. He returned later and ran off again. Cops chased him into an alley, and Officer Dylan Ebke fired one fatal shot. Ebke told investigators Robinson pointed at what he thought was the weapon in his waistband. Prosecutors said the shooting was justified, but plaintiff's attorney Pat Gallagher says deadly force was unnecessary.
He should still be with us today. At a minimum, I think that the officers who had Keith cornered in an alley had two ways to protect themselves, and they could have barricaded around that alley and led to a peaceful resolution.
Dewey has settled several excessive force lawsuits in recent years. Three involved ex-officer Gregory Lynch. He pleaded guilty last year to a bloody attack in 2019 against an intoxicated man on a stretcher. Gallagher says Lynch mentored Ebke and that Dewey has longstanding policies, customs, and practices that let officers abuse visitors with impunity.
A study done in 2019 found that they were even evaluating officers on whether they shied away from situations. So it was a culture of just, if not encouraging, certainly condoning excessive force.
From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.